So the government's being forced to work overtime to try and muster the support it needs in the Senate for the $158 billion tax package. David Crowe is the chief political correspondent with The Herald and The Age. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
So the crossbench are flexing their muscle. That's typical in any Senate negotiation. How much ground do you think the government will have to give to get its tax package through the Senate?
Well, I think they'll have to give some ground clearly because Centre Alliance and Pauline Hanson's One Nation are the two key groups here that they've got to deal with. The government looks like having 35 seats in the Senate. There are two Centre Alliance votes and there are two Pauline Hanson One Nation votes. That gets them to 39. It gets them the tax cuts through. Now, it's interesting, both those minor parties are talking about energy as the negotiating point. Centre Alliance wants gas reservation, stronger controls on local gas supplies. It's a really interesting demand. And I think it's something that the government can actually reach an agreement on because it looks like Centre Alliance is not asking for black letter law immediately. It's looking for some kind of commitments for the longer term.
I think we also got a signal there on maybe a coal-fired power station being offered to Pauline Hanson too.
Much more difficult, although it's very interesting that Matthias Cormann just mentioned that Collinsville feasibility study. It does give them something to talk to Pauline Hanson about. I think the real danger here is, as we just heard, Matthias Cormann makes the point that people thought that he couldn't get the income tax cuts through, and they did last year. They
David, it's very well to say that you know, we prejudged and then they got them through. But we are in a different economic situation now. I mean, the Reserve Bank governor is clearly indicating there's a slowdown coming and we are facing a slowdown. And he's clearly calling for some kind of stimulus to occur now. So I think the government has less wriggle room in that the economy is definitely headed down since that last debate, don't you think?
And there are different pressure points now, and there's a different crossbench now. And the other thing is the thing that Matthias Cormann didn't mention, which is that they tried to get the company tax cuts through last year. They had to split the bill, and then they didn't get the top end of the company tax cuts through. So bear in mind, they had a victory last year, but they also had quite a significant failure in dealing with the crossbench.
Okay.
So making a prediction now is actually really difficult. I think it's doable with those two blocks, Pauline Hanson and Centre Alliance.
Agree.
We know that Pauline Hanson flip-flops all the time on these things.
On the other issue of press freedom, the ABC chairwoman Ida Buttrose will meet with the Prime Minister later today, expressing her very firm views about last week's media rage. She wants reassurances that won't happen again. Matthias Cormann indicating, you know, all laws are open to review. Do you think the government is prepared to take a look at media protections?
It does sound like that. Based on his own words, there is scope to look at an inquiry into press freedom and some of the issues around the AFP. And that's come up in Senate inquiries in the past. There was an AFP raid on Channel 7 in 2014, I think. And that led to some really significant recommendations in a Senate inquiry to change the AFP protocols and guidelines. Not all of those recommendations were acted upon. So there's still some things to look at in the way this dynamic works. On the crossbench in the Senate, there is support in some quarters for a review. I think we're seeing similar sounds from Labor. And now we're hearing that Matthias Cormann is open to that idea. People like Cory Bernardi in the Senate are also up for a review, but don't want it to be turned into a sort of a political exercise. That's always a bit difficult. But I think there is some willingness to have a look at this issue in Parliament, and I think an inquiry does look like it's going to get underway in some way, some form.
Yes, and Andrew Wilkie said to us earlier, that can't be just a referral to the GCIS. It should be a cross-party inquiry from both houses.
Yes, and I think it should be something more than just having officials before a Senate estimates inquiry. Yes, they can answer for their actions in that forum, but I think something more substantial is necessary, and it's interesting that we're seeing some signs of support for that.
Okay, David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age.